serving spiritual seekers around the world. Unity FM.
Welcome to Design Your Life with Reverend Kevin Ross and friends. Join us for the next paradigm-shifting hour as we explore distinctions for becoming a person of purpose, power, passion, peace, and prosperity. Call in with your questions and comments for real-time coaching and conversation committed to inspiring and empowering you to design and live the life of your dreams. And now, it's your turn to start living the designer life with your host, the Reverend Kevin Cottrell Ross.
Welcome to Design Your Life with Kevin Ross and Friends, where we gather every Wednesday to share live, real-time distinctions that are designed to inspire and empower you to become people of purpose, passion, peace, and prosperity. I'm your host, the Reverend Kevin Ross. My friends call me Rev Kevin, so can you. I am on a mission to awaken each person to become exactly what they were created to be, to live from a place of integrity and to soar and love their lives. That's what I'm about here on our program. And each week I seek to bring you outstanding authors and guests, experts and individuals who unzip their hearts and who share from this powerful place so that we might ascend to higher places in our consciousness and have the keys that we need, discover the keys that we need to transform our lives. And this week is no different than the rest. We are graced with an amazing guest. In just a few moments, I will be introducing him. I want to welcome our listeners from 101 countries around the world. I continue to receive your letters during the week and your Facebook postings and your friend requests. You know, we're pushing on 2,000 friends on Facebook, so come on. Who's going to be the 2,000th friend? I want to send you a DVD. The person who's my 2,000th friend on Facebook, I'm going to send you the DVD, Your Purpose is Your Power. I'm going to send that to you when you friend me, the 2,000th friend on Facebook. That would be really cool. I also want to say to you, those of you who are in the Sacramento area and you've been participating in our Dream Series, I have a wonderful story to share with you as we begin this program. But thanks for participating in the Dream Series. But I want to share something with you. This past week, a lady came to our Sunday program very excited about the Dream Series. And for those of you who are not aware, the Dream Series is a series of lessons that we offer weekly at Christ Unity Church, where I'm the senior minister. We're engaged in moving through 12 steps, two steps each week, that will support you with awakening, developing, and manifesting the dream in your heart. And this past week, this lady was so excited. She met me in the greeting line, and she said, "Rev Kev, I am so thrilled about this series, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it out on Wednesday evening." I said, "Well, why not?" She says, "Well, I was in a car accident, and my car is not working." I said, "How badly do you want to be here?" She says, "I want to be here." I said, "Well, I see you manifesting and sourcing someone from this spiritual community who's going to provide you with transportation to and from the services. It's going to happen. Don't worry about it." And before the service was over, before she left the church, someone came up to her and offered her, because they overheard the conversation. So she got the ride. By the Wednesday, she came back through that same greeting line, and she said, "Rev Kev, I just want you to know that I didn't need a ride today." I said, "Why?" And she showed me the keys to her brand new car. And I share with you this story to inspire you that, as I told her, I said, "You didn't have to pray for the car." I said, "Every car dealer in this country was praying for you to get that car." So it was already available for her. And while that may be, you know, something on a material level, whatever it is that we are desiring, you are in the right place at the right time to receive your good. And this program is one such opportunity for you. And so I encourage you to turn your speakers up a little bit and become open and receptive to your good that is happening here and now. I'm so thrilled to introduce my guest today. Gary Zukav is the author of 4 consecutive New York best-selling books. In 1979, Dancing Wu Lee Masters, An Overview of the New Physics, plumbed the depths of quantum physics and relativity, winning the American Book Award for Science. In 1989, The Seat of the Soul led the way to seeing the alignment of the personality and the soul as the fulfillment of life and captured the imagination of millions, becoming the number one New York Times bestseller 31 times and remaining on the bestseller list for 3 years. Zukav's gentle presence, humor, and wisdom have endeared him to millions of viewers through his many appearances on The Oprah Winfrey Show. 6 million of his books are in print, and translations have been published in 24 languages. Gary Zukav grew up in the Midwest, graduated from Harvard, and became a Special Forces Green Beret officer with Vietnam Service before writing his first book. And now he is the author of the exciting new book, Spiritual Partnership, The Journey to Authentic Power. Welcome, Gary, to Design Your Life.
Thank you, Kevin. It's a delight to be here.
I'm so thrilled to finally have this opportunity to engage you in your very powerful and important work. And I always ask my guests this because I find it a very important to make the connection between us and them, that is, our listeners and our guests, because sometimes our listeners may perceive our guest as being something more special than they are. But I often, when I'm able to help bridge the story, give them a little bit of the backstory so that they can see how our guests evolved to become who they are, we get so much more. So, Gary, tell me, how did you get on this spiritual path, this path that you're on now?
I'll be glad to tell you that, Kevin. And I also want to point out that if any of our listeners consider me or any of your guests or you more than they are, more special than they are, superior than they are in any way, then that is the experience of a frightened part of the personality. So if any of you listening to us feel that Kevin or that I or that anyone on this program or any program, whether it's a Broadway stage or a network series, is more special than you, that is the experience of fear, of a frightened part of personality. And the spiritual growth requires you to develop the ability to recognize, experience, and challenge all of the frightened parts of your personality so that they don't impede you, so that they don't hold you back from giving the gifts that you were born to give. So for me, becoming spiritual was something that happened quite late in my life. I was a sex addict. I was emotionally violent. I was usually scamming, just looking out for myself. And what I now recognize as spirituality came into my life in wonderful ways, but it wasn't perhaps ways that you might think. I was invited to the Lawrence Berkeley Laboratory when I was living in San Francisco to attend a meeting of physicists that happened every Friday. And I accepted the invitation, and I went, and I was captivated by what I heard. These physicists were talking about quantum physics, but not quantitatively in terms of mathematics, but qualitatively in terms of concepts. And the question they were asking was, do we create the reality that we're experimenting with? And I was completely caught. I never expected professional physicists to be discussing that question, but they do, I discovered, quite a bit. And that led to a long series of events, a long and wonderful and rich and fulfilling series of events. And in that process, I started to learn about this thing I had come to experiment, just to hear about. I never studied science. I was never interested in it, never did mathematics. But I wanted to share what I was learning about quantum physics. And I decided to write a book about it. And I asked these physicists if they would help me get it right, conceptually and historically. And they agreed. And that book became The Dancing Woolly Masters. And it won the American Book Award for Science. And I'd never written a book before, and I never studied science before. And in that process, I discovered something that I had never experienced before. This book was more intelligent than I was. It was funnier than I was. It had a more comprehensive understanding than I did. And I began to realize that I was not alone in writing this book. I wasn't channeling it. I realized that it was a co-creation of some kind. And I was extraordinarily excited about that. And I'd wake up excited about writing the book, and I'd go to bed thinking about the book. And before I started this process, I was riding motorcycles, doing drugs, looking for sex all the time, worried that the monthly miracle of the rent was not going to happen. And while I was writing the book, none of this happened. I was so engaged in this fulfilling, exciting adventure and the experience that I was not engaged in it alone. I forgot about sex. I forgot about being frightened about the rent. I forgot about being angry, jealous, disdainful, superior.
Mm-hmm.
The first experience of authentic power.
So would you describe this as having come into your purpose? You know, I often say that usually, I believe that when a person is fully embracing of their purpose or comes into alignment with their purpose, the ills that and errors that they are normally engaged in fall away because they become clear and centered with the source of power that's been available for them that they hadn't been in alignment with. Would you say that you were connecting in with that sense of your purpose, or how would you describe it?
I would say so. And I would add that this was an experience of grace, which means I didn't do anything to earn it. It just
mm-hmm.
happened. But
mm-hmm.
it gave me a perception, an experience of what my life would be without fear, and that's what grace does. But
mm-hmm.
then, after the experience of grace, it's up to you to bring that experience into your life on a permanent basis. And that's what began to happen to me. Because I agree with everything that you just said, Kevin, and I would add to it that
mm-hmm.
in order to be able to give the gifts that you were born to give, it's necessary to experience every part of yourself that doesn't want to give them. Let me give you an example. The parts that are angry, jealous, resentful, vengeful, the parts that feel superior and entitled, or the parts that feel inferior and need to please, the parts that want to be in command all the time and the parts that want to be invisible, the parts that can't stop eating or drinking or watching pornography or shopping. So it's one thing to want to give the gifts that you were born to give and to intend to give them. But how are you going to do that when you can't think of anything but exploiting someone sexually or physically or emotionally or financially? How are you going to do that when you're so angry you can scarcely speak? Well, that's where spirituality begins. With your intention, with your commitment, with your courage, with your compassion, with conscious communications and actions. And this is a process that requires your will. It doesn't, in my experience, just happen. I can't just say, I haven't been able to just say, I intend to give the gifts that I was born to give. But I do say this to myself all the time. I intend to align my personality with my soul. And that means with harmony and cooperation and sharing and reverence for life. And the rest of it is the doing it. That's the hard part.
Mm-hmm.
That's what partnership and all of my books are about.
You talked about, just a second ago, you know, all of the various facets of the self. And I think it's very powerful, and I'd love for you to speak to the ability to come into total self-acceptance. That is, having this sense of friendship with all parts of your being. You want to discuss that a little bit?
Yes. I wouldn't put it quite that way myself because
mm-hmm.
I do not desire to create a friendship with the part of me that's a sexual addict or with the part of me that's emotionally brutal. or that lashes out at people, or the part of me that is always jealous or critical of others. These are frightened parts of my personality, and you have frightened parts of yours.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to create authentic power, it's necessary to experience all of the parts of your personality, the frightened parts and the loving parts. The loving parts, for example, are the parts that are grateful, appreciative, patient, content, caring. And as you become aware of all of these parts of your personality, you begin to see that some of them can be put in one generic category, the parts that hurt to experience and create destructive consequences when you follow them, like anger and jealousy and those things that I mentioned. And the generic category that these fall into is fear.
Mm-hmm.
And you begin to see that other parts of your personality, the parts that feel wonderful to experience, and they create constructive and sometimes blissful consequences when you follow them, parts such as, I mentioned, gratitude, contentment, appreciation, those fall into the generic category of love.
Mm-hmm.
So creating authentic power is a matter of learning to recognize within yourself the difference between fear and love, and choose love.
Mm-hmm.
Just practice and do it. So you ask me, do I want to have a sense of friendship with the part of me that would disdain you and disdain me, with the part that would exploit people? And the answer is, no, I don't. But at the same time, it's not as though I'm at war with that part. I simply am determined not to identify it. And I can't challenge it unless I'm completely familiar with it, unless I recognize it. That's where emotional awareness comes in, because these parts come with physical sensations. When a frightened part of your personality is active, frightened, you feel painful physical sensations in certain areas of your body. These are very stimulating things that we're talking about, Kevin, and I appreciate your bringing them up.
I want to talk further. As you start talking about sensation and the sensorium, let's talk about multisensory perception, that is, moving beyond the five senses and tapping into the word you use interchangeably with this, intuition, and how that can help us to connect with our authentic power.
Yes. Now, it's not a matter of connecting with authentic power, but creating it with our decisions, with our awareness and our volition. And you can only create it for yourself, and I can only create it for me, and each of our listeners can create it only for himself or herself. And what you're referred to is a huge, unprecedented, huge is an understatement, unprecedented transformation in human consciousness from a consciousness that is limited to the perceptions of the five senses, what we can see and taste and touch and hear and smell, into a larger awareness. In other words, the five senses together form a single sensory system whose object of detection is physical reality. Now, we are moving into a new phase of human evolution. Nothing before is like it. Nothing is comparable in its magnitude except the genesis of humanity. And in this new territory, which we're already in, we are now beginning to be able to detect meaning and purpose and compassion and wisdom that are real but not physical. We have another sensory system. We have more than one, so we're multisensory. That is our new emerging perceptual capability. It doesn't make us authentically empowered. It doesn't make us less jealous or angry or more caring or patient. It makes us more aware.
Well, hold that thought, Gary. We're going to have to take a break. But we want us all who are listening now to heighten your awareness for more of Gary Zukav, the author of Spiritual Partnership, The Journey to Authentic Power. We're going to talk a little bit more with him when we come back from break, diving in even deeper. Stay tuned. You're listening to Design Your Life. I'm your host, Kevin Ross. We'll be right back after this.
Take some sacrifice to step inside my life.
Providing insight and resources for your spiritual journey. Unity FM.
Unity FM is an online radio network bringing the message of unity to tens of thousands of spiritual seekers around the world. If you have been served by this programming, we invite you to support it by visiting www.unity.fm and clicking on Donate. Thank you for your support.
A Catholic priest, a doctor from the Mayo Clinic, and a woman from Trinidad meet at Unity Village. No, that's not the beginning of a joke. It's the incredible reality of a Spirit Path experience. Spirit Path at Unity Village is the Heartland's premier spiritual retreat and workshop destination. Start planning your Spirit Path getaway to Unity Village, Missouri now. For a complete list of Spirit Path workshops and retreats, visit www.spiritpathonline.org/UnityFM. That's spiritpathonline.org/UnityFM.
Would you like to have more ease and harmony in your relationships? Join Master Coach Scott Katamas as he shares simple tools and techniques to improve relationship connections. Learn how to be understood more fully and to get your needs met. Discover genuine ways to remain calm and centered, even when you hear difficult words. Practice setting boundaries with compassion. Listen to real-life situations or call in with your specific challenges. Tune in Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, for Compassionate Communication with host Scott Katamas, right here on Unity FM, the voice of an awakening world.
This is Unity's online radio, the voice of an awakening world. To join the discussion, call us at 888-55-UNITY. That's 888-558-6489.
We now return to Design Your Life with Reverend Kevin Ross and friends.
Welcome back to Design Your Life. I'm your host, Kevin Ross, and you're listening to a powerful discussion that I'm having today with Gary Zukav. He's the author of the new best-selling book, Spiritual Partnership, The Journey to Authentic Power. So, Gary, tell us what led to this, your latest treasure, Spiritual Partnership.
It was a desire to help people experiment with creating authentic power, and to let them see that creating authentic power, although you have to do it yourself, you have to do the work, and no one can do it for you, it can't be done in isolation. That's the old icon of enlightenment, is becoming a hermit or meditating in a cave until you expand beyond the limitations of the frightened parts of your personality and into a larger understanding and experience of who and what you are in your capacity. But today, as we all become multisensory, and this is happening over a matter of two or three generations, but from an evolutionary point of view, that's less than an eye blink. Our species is transiting from five sensory to multisensory. And it's,
well, expand that a little bit more, multisensory, because I'm not sure everybody is with this new term, and it's not so new in your writings, but just for the purposes of those who are new to hearing this term.
Multisensory, simply, well, there's a lot of multisensory experiences. You'll recognize some of them. For example, the idea that your life is meaningful, that it has a purpose, and you want to know that purpose. It may be the experience that everything is perfect for a moment. Everything is exactly the way it needs to be. It may be your ability now and then to know something about someone else that your five senses can't tell you. For example, you walk up to someone and you know this person can't be trusted. Or you know that this person can be trusted. Or you know this person's just gotten a divorce. Or this person is in pain. These are multisensory perceptions. The big multisensory perception is that you are more than you thought you were. You're more than a body and a mind. You're simultaneously a personality and a soul. An authentic power requires you to align your personality with your soul. And that requires awareness and volition. So this evolutionary transformation is one that's bringing with it new potential. It's bringing a new understanding of power. The old understanding of power is the ability to manipulate and control. That's external power.
What's the new perception?
The new perception is the alignment of your personality with your soul. That's authentic power. And so,
now talk about the soul. What is the soul you're talking about?
The soul is the part of you that is immortal. It's the part of you that existed before you were born and that will exist after you die. The you that bears your name is your personality. It's your personality that returns to ashes and dust at the end of a lifetime. But your soul continues. And multisensory perception begins to bring that awareness into your experience. That's the sense somehow that you're more than you thought you were, that you're more than a body and a mind, more than muscles and enzymes.
Mm-hmm.
Your soul.
So then our relationships then, how do we bring our relationships to help us evolve our souls? How do we use our relationships to evolve our soul?
Oh, you use relationships to accelerate your spiritual growth.
Mm-hmm.
For example, everything that you encounter in your life on the earth, let's call it the earth school,
mm-hmm.
Everything that you encounter between the time that you're born and the time that you return home to non-physical reality helps you to grow spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
For example, every time you encounter someone or you have a thought, it stimulates an emotion. And that emotion either comes from fear or love. And as you challenge the frightened parts of your personality again and again, they lose their power over you. And you gain power over them. And eventually their power over you disintegrates. That's how you create authentic power. And there's no other way to create it. You have to become aware of your emotions, distinguish love from fear, and cultivate love and challenge fear.
Now, what if I make love mean some sentimental emotion that's involving having an attachment to a physical being, or having some attachment to somebody? I love you. Because I possess you. What if my concept of love is off?
That's confusing love with need.
Mm-hmm.
When people talk about unrequited love and the pain of it, they're talking about unrequited need. Love is not demanding. Love doesn't need. Love is inclusive. Love accepts. Fear demands, needs, excludes. Love is not an emotion. It's a state of being. It's a way of being. And as you become authentically powerful, you begin to experience the four attributes of an authentically powerful personality. They're humbleness, clarity, forgiveness, and love. Love is the big one. Love is always the big one. Creating authentic power is learning to distinguish within yourself the difference between fear and love and choosing love. Even when a frightened part of your personality is active, that means even when you're angry, even when you're experiencing jealousy or rage or resentment, even when you feel you've been betrayed, that is the time to recognize a frightened part of your personality, experience it fully, not suppress or deny or repress any of your emotions, and while that is happening, choose the most constructive intention that you can. Choose to act and speak from the healthiest part of your personality that you can access in the moment. That's where the spiritual rubber meets the road.
You know, as someone just glancing at this, you know, people are constantly looking for that right and perfect mate, the one that they want to call their soul mates. And so when someone sees this book, and someone asked me about it here at the center, is this book about, you know, finding my soul mate? Talk to me about, how do I find my spiritual partner?
This book is about creating authentic power. It's the journey to authentic power. And you have about, it's estimated, 8 billion soulmates.
Mm.
Now the question is, how are you going to relate to each of them? And that will be a question that you and they will need to ask and answer. Spiritual partnership is not only for couples. It's not necessarily a dyadic relationship. It's a relationship between individuals who are committed to creating authentic power by whatever name. It's individuals who are looking for and intending to create relationships of substance and depth, relationships of self-responsibility and emotional awareness. And as you do that, you begin to draw to yourself individuals who are doing the same. And these are your potential spiritual partners. You may find that one of them is a spiritual is an individual that you both decide you want to grow together in more intimate or close ways. You might want to live together. You might want to have children together.
Mm-hmm.
But that is only one form of spiritual partnership. I've been in a spiritual partnership with my first spiritual partner, Linda Francis, for about 17 years. And we decided to get married at one point, but our major relationship is spiritual partnership. We don't think of ourselves as man and wife, although we're married. We are spiritual partners. Spiritual partnership is partnership between equals for the purpose of spiritual growth. It's the new relationship dynamic that is designed specifically for the new emerging multi-sensory humanity that is evolving by growing spiritually, by creating authentic power. And spiritual partners are each committed to creating authentic power themselves, not in one another or in each other if it's a dyad. But they're committed to supporting one another. Now that's exciting, Kevin. For example, a spiritual partner of mine, if I'm saying something and they think that I might be speaking from a frightened part of my personality, they'll help me. They'll say, Gary, what was your intention for saying that? Or, Gary, do you think that that might have been a frightened part of your personality that was speaking when you just said what you said?
Mm-hmm.
And friends won't do that, but a spiritual partner will. And the spiritual partner won't say, you're in a frightened part of your personality, or you're speaking from fear, and that's wrong. They won't judge me, but they'll help me to see something that they think that perhaps I'm not seeing in the moment. And if it's so, would help me to see. That's spiritual.
I love that. Now, I have a different way of languaging that, but I connect into that. I have people in my life that I call my 3 a.m. friends, and these are people who, out of our common desire to evolve spiritually, we take a stand for each other's highest and best outcomes, and we're constantly, it's not like a looking out for each other's back, but looking for the best and calling forth the best that is within us. And I like the way you language this, and I think many people can relate to it. So this is our new destiny. This is the new direction that you are outlining here for us, so that we're shifting our way of seeing our development on this planet. That it's not about the amassing of things and the attaining of certain kind of a worldly pleasures, but it's more about spiritual growth and spiritual unfoldment. So what then would be the benefits for attaining this authentic power?
Fulfillment, gratitude, bliss, joy, no longer imprisoned by your fears, no longer controlled by your experiences of jealousy or rage or inferiority or superiority. In short, no longer controlled by the pain of powerlessness. In other words, we all have a common experience, all humans, and that is extremely painful. It's excruciating. The pain of powerlessness lies at the core of all human experience, and the pain of powerlessness is the experience of wanting to belong and not belonging. It's the need. It's the desire to love and feeling as though you're not capable of loving. It's needing to be loved and feeling that you are incapable of being loved, that you're unlovable. It's the perception of yourself that you are ugly inside. It's the perception of yourself that you are intrinsically defective, inherently flawed. That is the pain of powerlessness, and it is very, very painful. In the past, when we were a five-sensory species evolving by surviving, evolving by pursuing external power, the ability to manipulate and to control, we mask the pain of powerlessness by rearranging those things that are outside of us. That's external power. If we got divorced, we'd get married. If a child died, we'd conceive another. If a business collapsed, we'd create another. If we felt enraged and impotent, we'd get in a fight. We'd make someone wrong. But now that we are becoming multisensory, that we're evolving through spiritual growth, through the creation of authentic power, we now, when we experience the pain of powerlessness, instead of looking outside and changing what is outside of us in order to mask the pain of powerlessness, we do the opposite. We look inside ourselves at what got activated by an external circumstance. What inside of us is causing this torment, these painful physical sensations? And we challenge and heal that. That's the creation of authentic power instead of the creation of external power. And it's important because everything that you talked about this being our new evolutionary path, our new evolutionary requirement, is so. And in addition to that, I would add that the pursuit of external power, the ability to manipulate and to control our former evolutionary path, is now toxic. What used to be good medicine is now poison. The pursuit of external power produces only violence and destruction.
You want to make a commentary on something in the way of current events that might illustrate this?
Oh, yes. The U.S. involvement in Iraq, the U.S. involvement in Afghanistan, the pursuit of investors for continual profit that has led to the housing bubble and the meltdown, the financial crisis here and elsewhere. And every critical impulse that you have, that I have, that anyone who's listening has, so that we don't make victims of others, such as bankers or politicians or generals or soldiers, but we realize that what is in us is in them. And until we begin to challenge within us the need to mask the pain of powerlessness through manipulation and control, and instead look inside ourselves at what is causing our pain and change that, we continue to contribute to the world that expresses in every way the pursuit of external power and the pain and destruction that that now creates.
So we're just as much a part of it as the so-called they are.
There is no, yes. Yes, exactly. What is in you is in the whole. What is in one is in the whole. So in that sense, we are each ultimately responsible for the whole.
Wow, that's powerful. So listen, my listeners, those of you who are pointing the finger, you know, we have just as much responsibility to tap into our own authentic power to change the circumstances in this external world of ours. You're listening to Gary Zukav. He's the author of Spiritual Partnership, The Journey to Authentic Power. You can find out more about Gary Zukav at seedofthesoul.com, seedofthesoul.com. When we come back, we're going to dive in deeper with Gary in this very rich and delicious dialogue. You know, we have so many listeners. We may be able to get a caller in today, Gary. What do you think?
I'd like to do that. Yes.
Okay. Very good. Call in.
It's going to take some sacrifice to step inside my light to embrace the infinite.
Serving spiritual seekers around the world. Unity FM.
Do you sometimes feel as though the door to happiness has closed and there's no other door in sight? In her book, Ask Yourself This, Unity Minister Wendy Craig Purcell reminds us that
everything happens for a reason. We've all experienced situations which felt like anything but good. We may have lost our job or gone through a divorce or experienced some other dark night of the soul. Yet those very experiences, when met spiritually, can lead us to a much greater good. The lost job can be what finally motivates us to discover the work that truly feeds our soul. The ending of a marriage can trigger us to do the emotional healing and personal growth work we've been avoiding for years. Every one of us can look back at negative or painful experiences in our lives and say that they turned out to be the best, worst things that ever happened to us.
For more insight from Wendy Craig Purcell, read Ask Yourself This from Unity House Books. If you're focused on getting the right answers, Ask Yourself This emphasizes the importance of asking the right questions. Order your copy today at www.unity.org.
The dictionary states that consciousness is subjective experience, or awareness, or wakefulness, or the executive control system of the mind. We think to be unconscious, one needs not to be awake. So, are we living in a dream? Reverends Richard Billings and Halise Green, along with host June Moon, will help examine unity consciousness. If life is consciousness, when do we sleep? Listen to Richard, Halise, and June every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern on Conscious Content, Life is Consciousness. Join us in living.
You're listening to Unity's online radio, bringing you the voice of an awakening world. To join the discussion, call us now at 888-55-UNITY. That's 888-558-6489.
We now return to Design Your Life with Reverend Kevin Ross and friends.
Unity FM is listener-supported radio, and every time you log on and make a contribution to Unity FM, you keep powerful voices on the airwaves like Gary Zukav and many others that we have presented to you on this program. And so please take a moment to make a generous contribution to Unity.FM. And we have a special gift for those giving at the $75 and above level. We want to send you Jesus and the Awakening to God Consciousness with Deepak Chopra and Wendy Craig Purcell. Go online to www.unity.fm and contribute and keep this powerful message alive. We have amazing offers for you. Thanks so much for your generosity. So, Gary, last night I got a phone call from someone who was felt so defeated by life and so isolated by members of her family and so confused that she felt that the only way out was to take her own life. What do we say? How do we apply this journey to authentic power to someone who feels that rock bottom? How do we help them to connect?
This is where you can see clearly the difference between a friend and a spiritual partner. A friend will always address the concerns of a frightened part of your personality. We'll say, these experiences of being defeated by life, that's the experience of a victim, isn't it? Of being isolated by your family, that's also the experience of a victim. In fact, the creation of authentic power is moving from the orientation of a victim to that of a creator, moving from being an experiencer of your life to an experimenter with your life. So a friend would say, oh, your family just doesn't appreciate you. They don't appreciate the talents that you have. They don't appreciate all that you've given. And you've had some hard breaks, but everybody's got hard breaks. It's going to get better. Or don't worry, you're a beautiful person. Things are going to improve. But the issue is not these experiences. The issue spiritually is recognizing that these experiences all originate in frightened parts of your personality. They are experiences of fear. Instead of pursuing external power, which is to try to change your family so they'll appreciate you, try to change circumstances in your life so that you're on top instead of underneath life, but to instead look at what the external circumstances have activated in you, what the frightened, in other words, what the frightened parts of members of your personality, of, pardon me, members of your family, what the frightened parts of members of your family have said that have activated in you these experiences of feeling isolated, rejected, abandoned. Now, I don't know exactly what the details of this person's circumstances are, but and it's not appropriate for me to know. I'm only using this general context to show.
And let's play with it. Let's expand on it. Let's make from this point. Let's go hypothetically.
Oh well, from this point, let's go concretely. Let's go right to it. For example, a spiritual partner would say, what are you feeling? You would say, are you open to experimenting with where these feelings are coming from? Now, if the answer is yes, you can go forward. If somebody says, no, I know where they're coming from. They're coming from my damn family, or they're coming from my unappreciative family, or they're coming because I'm just worthless and I'll never be anything but worthless. And if there's no openness, you can't really support that person.
So it's through through the use of a powerful question or powerful inquiry, it sounds like, that helps them to unfold this process or this journey into their power, their authentic power, by asking a question that spirals upward. Because that question, when you asked that, I felt a lightness. I sensed a lightness. I sensed a sense of a lift. You know,
it's not a matter of a technique. It is a matter of understanding that somebody you're with is in pain. And that pain is coming from a frightened part of her personality. And she feels it's coming from the world around her. And helping her to see that her emotions are independent of circumstances around her. What family members say may trigger pain, but that pain is a result of what got triggered inside her. And you, no one, you nor I nor anyone who's listening to us, will change until the intention to change is made. In other words, until I decide to change, I'm not going to change. And people can listen to your sermons and your services. They can listen to tapes. They can pray. They can meditate. They can visualize. But until they decide to change, in other words, if they do all of that while knowing that they're not going to change and they're unchangeable, nothing's going to happen. It's only when you decide to change your life that you change. And this is an experience of the compassionate and wise universe at work. The universe isn't going to convince you that you're powerful, which you are, that you're a creator, which you are, that you're creating all of the time, which you are, and that when you create in fear unconsciously, your creations are painful, sometimes terribly painful, which they are. These are things that you will experience for yourself, and as you do, you will come to a place where you will see the wisdom and compassion of the universe in motion in your life and in the lives of others around you all of the time, 24/7, nonstop. So when you're speaking with someone, it's always appropriate to listen to what they have to say, but at some point, to to begin to shift their attention away from the story, away from the experiences of the pain, to the source of the pain, which they believe is outside of themselves. I used to be enraged at the universe. I used to think of God, my image of God, as a macho punk with a chip on his shoulder. That's an experience of powerlessness, just as this experience of wanting to end her life was an experience of powerlessness. But she is a powerful, passionate, creative spirit, as are you, and as is everyone who is listening to us. And so as you can be, you know, you cannot convince someone of this. You cannot. But you can help them to create authentic power by showing them some tools. So a spiritual partner might say, are you willing to experiment with something? Or are you willing to look at this in a different way? Something to let that person say, yes, I'm open. Otherwise, you're just going to try to convince someone not to take their life. So that
exactly.
You'll feel better if they so that you'll feel better if they don't, and you'll feel terrible if they do.
Exactly.
So
moving them from one external to the other, rather bringing them inwardly an opening.
You would be pursuing external power if you're trying to keep somebody from ending their life,
mm-hmm.
so that you'll feel better if they don't.
Mm-hmm.
But this. To create authentic power and to create spiritual partnerships requires commitment and courage and compassion. So if you can engage that person, and engage, I don't mean manipulate, I mean simply listen, be present. Hear what
You talk about compassion in chapter 26, and you have some compassion guidelines. You want to touch on a couple of those? Because I think that's important as we discuss spiritual partnership.
Well, yes, I'd like to do that, and they are in the book, Spiritual Partnership. And by the way, the Spiritual Partnership Guidelines are also on our website, seatofthesoul.com, and you can download them for free. And we'll have a new website very soon, and it'll have ways to support you in applying the Spiritual Partnership Guidelines. But what I'd like to do is get back to a concrete example of how spiritual partnership might look in this case that you presented.
Okay.
You could say to this woman, what are you feeling in your chest right now? Physical sensations. She might say, oh, it's so painful, or I'm feeling heavy. You say, well, what physical sensations? Can you find any? Like, is there any place in your chest that's aching or throbbing or hurting or constricting? And then you can ask, what thoughts are you having? So you're helping her recognize a frightened part of her personality, the physical sensations that come with it, and also the thoughts that it has. And the sensations will always be painful, and the thoughts will always be judgmental or critical or comparative. And once she becomes aware, once she turns her attention inward onto these experiences, then you can help her challenge them by recognizing that these are experiences of a frightened part of your personality. They're not who you are. They're not part of the unchangeable ground of your being. You can change them, and in fact, that is what you're experiencing them for, to change. These are avenues to spiritual growth, experiencing them and challenging them. I've wanted to end my life many times before I knew that these were experiences of frightened parts of my personality. Many people do. Many people in our audience have had that thought. And I say to all of you, consider that these are the thoughts of a frightened part of your personality, and that you can challenge them and heal them and move into your own fulfillment and joy.
Yes, you can. Thank you so much, Gary. You're listening to Gary Zukav. He is the author of Spiritual Partnership, The Journey to Authentic Power. He's going to be our guest at Christ Unity Church on September 12th from 2 to 4 p.m. Go to ChristUnity.com to find out more information about how you can be in that audience, as well as go to his website, SeatOfTheSoul.com, and download those free offers that he gave to you. And coming up soon, just keep checking back to his website. A new dynamic website is going to come be available for you that will offer you even more tools to help you enter your journey to authentic power. Gary, thank you so much for being on our program. It comes quickly, it goes back. We may have to consider doing another program to continue to unpack these powerful teachings. Thank you so much.
Let's consider that, Kevin, and please ask your viewers to take a look at my Facebook page and Twitter so I can support you every day, all the time.
You got it. Listen to Gary Zukav. Replay this program because all of these tools are in on the recording. Thank you so much, everybody. Check them out on Facebook and Twitter, and tune in next week for more Design Your Life with Kevin Ross.
So I sang my song. I know it won't be long.
Thank you for tuning in to Design Your Life with Reverend Kevin Ross and friends. Join us every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, for more designer life distinctions and inspiration to empower you to design and live the life of your dreams. Design Your Life with Kevin Ross and friends, only on Unity FM, the voice of an awakening world. This program is brought to you by Kevin Ross Speaks, online at www.kevinrossspeaks.com. Electrifying speaking, training, and coaching for a transformed world.
Music Speaks Louder Than Words is an inspiring, informative, and fun hour of uplifting, heartfelt music and commentary that delivers a powerful message of love, joy, and oneness. It will keep you smiling and singing along. Your host, Dale Worley, is alive with the Spirit of God each Thursday afternoon at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, with Music Speaks Louder Than Words. Music. It's the only thing that the whole world listens to.
The optimist sees the good in all things, builds upon the most hopeful and cheerful view of matters, and expects the best possible outcome. The pessimist, unwilling to look for the good, rarely finds it. Both optimism and pessimism are states of mind. They are attitudes, not events. The words we most often use reflect our strongly held thoughts and affect every area of our lives. If you're finding more frustration than fulfillment in your life, take a look at what you're thinking. Find something more positive to think, say, or do. Begin building a happier, more satisfying life for yourself today as you choose to look for and find the good in every person and circumstance. This Law of Life is brought to you by Unity.
To find a Unity Church near you, visit www.unity.org.
Are you ready to give yourself permission to a life that is fun, fabulous, and free? Ready to take the steps to make it a reality? Join Reverend Eliza Bloom, your guide on this high-spirited exploration, with real-life stories from people who have created a fun, fabulous, and free life. If you're ready to create changes, shift into your fabulous factor, and put your heart's desire first, then tune in every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as Reverend Eliza takes you on a journey to a fun, fabulous, and free life. Only on Unity FM, the voice of an awakening world.